This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hamas says it's close to an agreement with Israel on a temporary truce so aid can be brought into the Gaza Strip and a swap of hostages for prisoners can take place. A Hamas official told Al Jazeera TV the agreement would include the release of Israeli women and children in exchange for Palestinian women and children. Meanwhile, at the largest hospital in Gaza, conditions are dire. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb has more from Jerusalem.
Desperately ill premature babies after being evacuated from northern Gaza city's devastated Al-Shifa Hospital over the weekend have now crossed into Egypt for badly needed treatment. A team from the World Health Organization visited Al-Shifa and described the hospital, now under Israeli control, as a death zone.
No injuries have been reported after a U.S. Navy warplane with nine people on board overshot the runway at Marine Corps Base Hawaii and fell into the ocean. Tucker Hills lives nearby.
A bunch of sirens, so I went outside and I saw, like, four fire trucks past the house and an ambulance. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I got a text from my dad saying that, like, apparently a plane crashed.
A three-judge panel of the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled 2-1 that individuals and organizations don't have the right to sue under the Federal Voting Rights Act. CBS News election law contributor David Becker says the ruling contradicts the Supreme Court.
Through decades, over 50 years, and even very recently, just within the last year, the Supreme Court has heard cases brought by private plaintiffs under the Voting Rights Act and have awarded relief to private plaintiffs.
WHIO-TV says there's been a shooting at a Walmart near Dayton, Ohio. The station says a hospital confirms three victims from the incident and says the coroner has been called to the scene. And in Custer County, Colorado, southwest of Colorado Springs, our affiliate KKTV says the sheriff has confirmed three people have died in a shooting. Police are looking for the shooter. Monday was Transgender Day of Remembrance.
26 transgender Americans' lives were taken this year. In a statement, President Biden said there is no place for hate in America, and no one should be discriminated against simply for being themselves. He said today we are reminded we must recommit ourselves to never stop fighting until all Americans can live free from discrimination. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
A judge in Los Angeles has ruled that there is enough evidence for hip-hop performer A$AP Rocky to stand trial. Rocky's been charged with firing a semi-automatic weapon at a former friend and collaborator outside a hotel in Hollywood in 2021. He's pleaded not guilty. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican proposal to cut state income taxes by $2 billion and to expand a tax credits parents use to pay for childcare. The GOP bill was put forward after Republicans rejected Evers' proposed $1 billion boost to workforce programs and childcare. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel was on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks are in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Wizards tonight in the Capital One Arena in Washington. Milwaukee coming off a 132-125 win over the Mavericks. Saturday night, Damian Lillard scored 27 points, Giannis with 40, and teammate Pat Connaughton connected on some three-point shots to add another 16 points despite the challenges.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play.
NFL, what a day for the Packers. linebackers, three rookie defensive backs against the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert, Jordan Love with a pair of beautiful touchdown passes, Green Bay beat L.A. 23-20 in a game that went down to the wire, tense moments for Aaron Jones, who was carted off the field with a painful knee injury. I spoke to him at his locker.
No, it's not my ACL, so we're good there. To start the recovery process, the healing process, I got to do an MRI tomorrow, see how that goes, and go from there.
That's the Packers running back, Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight, with isolated rain showers likely. Lows around 36. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow, 39. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, this is the Oral Arguments Eve edition. A big Monday. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Crudy. Nice to see you this weekend. Nate, working the board, welcome back. Our fair audience, happy Monday to us all.
Oh, you got to rate the Haas Hole tequila. Good stuff.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Good to hear.
Very tasty. Went down too good. I'm glad I left the bottle.
You know, it was very nice to see Mrs. Salvia and little Miss Salvia. Nice to see Izzy as well.
Yeah, it was fun surprise this weekend. Good times had by all.
By most. No, by all, because the Badgers won, and ultimately it wasn't
Badger. I told you, man, Crudy, I told you, you got to have faith, you got to keep watching, move the universe with your attitude, and what happened?
I am wearing my Packers hat, yeah. And Detroit did not cover, so I am feeling a little better about the universe.
You're a hell of a fan. When the Badgers were struggling and fighting, man, you were swearing and cutting them down. Man, come on. You got to let them play the game, play it out, and look what happened.
I had seen a couple of weeks of them playing it out with god-awful outcomes, man. I was happy. Bowl-bound these Badgers.
Yeah, really, congratulations.
Yes, to them, not to you, Dom. Mm-hmm. No congratulations yet to our friend Nate either. No deer. Some are rooting against you, though, Nate. You know, they're rooting for Bambi, I suspect. But, you know.
That's right. I'll take a piece of sausage if you ever get one.
Yes, as will I. Let's start with the political, Dom, before people get sick of us already. I know I'm getting a little sick of us already. Dom, here's a headline that captured my attention.
It's been a short week, so that's good.
Jesse OPP appointed. Evers vetoes $2 billion tax cut. I bet it was a Republican tax cut, Dom. And child care credit expansion calling proposal completely unserious.
Are you serious, Clark?
No, they're completely unserious. According to Tony Evers, Democratic Governor Tony Evers today rejected a Republican proposal to cut income taxes by $2 billion and expand a tax credit parents may use to pay for childcare costs, calling it completely unserious. That bill that fails to meaningfully and sensibly address the state's workforce issues. Evers in August called on lawmakers to take up his plan to funnel $1 billion into child care services and workforce programs in a special legislative session. But Republican leaders immediately criticized the amount of spending the governor proposed. They instead gutted Evers' proposal and rewrote it with their own provisions. The GOP-led legislature sent the legislation to Evers last week. Here is what he said. Clearly, Republicans have yet to wrap their heads around our state's challenges, and their inability to take this issue seriously is affecting Wisconsinites' livelihoods, our workforce, and our economy, and our kids' futures. Well, Tony, they are the party that fails to build a new engineering building that would produce a new, 1,000 engineers in the state, making about $75,000 per year. Ah, bad investment. But back to the article. Both proposals leaned on the state's $4.1 billion surplus. I thought it was more than that. I thought we were closer to seven, Dom.
Let's see. The GOP proposal would have lowered taxes for Wisconsinites in the state's broad third income tax bracket, increased the amount of state credit a taxpayer can claim for dependents, and increased the amount of money parents can deduct for sending their children to private school.
It would have been about a 20% income tax cut from $30,000 to $304,000 a year, you know, for married couples, between $37,000 and $406,000. You know, working class stiffs, Dom. The $400,000 earners need a tax break.
And the article goes in to talk about some of the, you know, current deductions and so forth. But I want to jump down to what Evers, his intent was here. Again, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Jesse Poyen. Evers proposed his plan in an attempt to extend funding for Child Care Counts, a federally funded pandemic-era program that has helped keep children child care centers open in an unstable economy. Evers and Democrats tried on multiple occasions to include $340 million in permanent funding for the program in the new two-year state budget, but Republican lawmakers opted to include $15 million for other child care services instead.
They need $170 million per year, and the Republicans offered seven per year, biennial budget.
Seven and a half, but, you know, who's counting? Child Care Counts was set to run out of funds by January 2024 without additional funding, something Democrats and program advocates warned could trigger large tuition hikes for parents, worsen staff shortages, and shutter child care programs. Evers announced plans last month to funnel $170 million in emergency funding to keep Child Care Counts operating at current levels through June of 2025.
So rerouting federal dollars that don't have a oversight from the state legislature, because Republicans there, Tom, they don't really get it, because it's not so much about the tax cut. If there's not anywhere to take your kids, you know, so you can go to work. That's the workforce part of the workforce development, right? If you can't get your workforce to work, you got a little problem. I mean,
if Tim the workforce Michaels is busy working, raising the kids, because there is an additional child care, there's nowhere to go. The places are shuttered. The ones you can go are so expensive that, you know, maybe it costs more than the tax cuts that the Republicans are going to provide for you, In a statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu said the legislature's plan would have provided meaningful relief for Wisconsin families to address inflation and rising child care costs. It's disappointing. Governor Evers continues to insist on leaving billions of dollars in Madison coffers rather than returning the surplus from where it came, the taxpayers. Curdy's buddy, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, pointed to reports that show 60% of adults are living paycheck to paycheck and said families dealing with Bidenomics are feeling the pinch. The average Wisconsin family would have saved $600, but now they're in for a struggle. I'm disappointed, but not surprised. Evers is pushing for more government spending and is driving up inflation, Voss said in a statement.
Dom, as part of their proposal, the Republican proposal, it's not just a 20% tax cut for earners up to $405,000 per year. Again, that's a married couple. Well, they've got a couple of other proposals. Dom, here's one I find interesting. Adding requirements to unemployment programs, including specifying 2 of 4 work searches per week must be direct contacts with potential employers, and jumpstarting a drug test requirement.
That's their workforce plan?
That's their workforce plan. And tax cuts.
I mean, it's always, isn't it always their answer?
Tax cuts?
Hey, we gotta raise revenue. How do we do that? Well, tax cuts. Oh my God, we gotta fill this gap. What do we do that? Well, tax cuts. Oh my God, my leg is broken. What can you give me? Tax cuts. Hey, you got that not so fresh feeling? Tax cuts. Every answer is tax cuts to the Republicans, man. It's worse than GLH.
Well, if your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Tax cuts. Hammer. Tax cuts. Hammer those hammer tax cuts. Of course, that didn't solve any of the underlying problems, because the underlying problems is lack of childcare providers and lack of affordable childcare. Damn, I've told the story many times. I had two boys, went through Little Red Preschool in Middleton, and we loved it there. I mean, we thought the teachers were very giving. We thought it was a good organization, well run. But damn, was it expensive, man. The two boys together, when we were paying double tuition. And I mean, my boys, my youngest is about to graduate high school. But it was more than our monthly mortgage, rent, whatever we were paying. It was more than that. It was a second mortgage payment every month for two kids.
Yeah.
And that was 20 years, well, 17 years ago.
Still a while ago.
It was still a while ago. And I know there's always a waiting list at Little Red. The good ones, they're full. Because people with lots of resources, they get their kids taken care of. Hell, they're probably due for another Republican tax cut this year, right, Dom? But what if you're struggling, working class? You know, I'm not going to name names, but there was a child care center here in Madison. We took our kid for about 2 weeks. They in place smelled like cabbage constantly. Not in a good way. You know, like broccoli and cabbage this place smelled like. You know, not even pleasant. You know, no kids like, all right, take me to the cabbage place. My son, he would cry. He didn't even want to be there. It was like taking him to Guantanamo Bay. I started calling the place Guantanamo Preschool. Oh, God. That was like in the second week, right before we disenrolled him. And until we found a better option, man, that was the only option. It's not like he wanted to go to Guantanamo Preschool. We didn't want to take him there.
I don't want to go to Guantanamo Preschool.
The waterboardings will end if you just behave.
Waterboardings are worse. Oh, that's terrible.
I felt guilty as a father. You know, there shouldn't be that sort of separation anxiety when they're there with their buddies. But all the kids seem like that. Like, no, no. Please, no, Dad, please, no. Ah, and you got to drop them off because you got to go make a living so you can pay for the mortgage or the rent. And the child care. Got to pay for the child care. So you can go to work to pay for the mortgage and the rent and the child care. It's not exactly a virtuous cycle, Dom.
No, but wait, when those kids start working, that's when the real payback starts coming in.
Is it? Is it? Because I kind of feel like I might be dead before I ever see that payback. Here's what I would say. The real payback, Dom, is partying with you on a non-school night other good friends, especially, no offense to others not named Maggie Dawn, but it was great to party with Maggie Dawn. She'll be up next right here on the Civic Media Network. I'd like to think we partied like rock stars, Dom, but I don't think rock stars could keep that sort of pace.
It's a high bar, Michael.
Tomorrow, oral arguments before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But, Dom, you've been warning me about Nazis marching in Milwaukee.
I've been telling you.
That's nothing like these Madison Nazis we had this weekend on State Street.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows like Friends for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Time out. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Okay.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, tomorrow, a really, really big day, at least in the history of the great state of Wisconsin. Oral arguments before the Wisconsin Supreme Court happening, beginning at 8:45 a.m. There'll be pool coverage only, meaning that if you'd like to watch it, WSI will be your only option. That's how we will also be watching the oral arguments. And this isn't always dynamic stuff. You know, the lawyers start presenting, the justices may interrupt them multiple times. But if you care about democracy, small d, tomorrow's a really big day, because the question before the court is whether or not the current legislative maps should be redone for 2024. That's the sort of relief being sought. So today, Dom, oral arguments eve. Also, for those scoring along at home, the CJ interview, it's been delayed. So it's also CJ interview eve. But you'll have to tune in on Thursday to hear it, because I know most of you will be traveling. We'll play it on Thursday. And also, Dom, it's Scott Ross eve, because Scott Ross is joining us tomorrow live in the WMDX 92.7 FM studios. Scott Ross right here tomorrow, 4:30. So I'm looking forward to Scott. But Dom, something unexpected happened this weekend. I was out of town partying with your ass when the Nazis came marching down State Street. I wasn't expecting Nazis on State Street this weekend. Neo-Nazis marched in Madison on Saturday. Here's what happened and what didn't, according to Tyler Katzenberger over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now, these neo-Nazis, they're wearing red coats and hoods, and the red coats say blood tribe. There are about 20 of them. Well, they said roughly two dozen. Specifically, a group of nearly two dozen neo-Nazis waving swastika flags and chanting anti-Semitic rhetoric marched in downtown Madison and on the Wisconsin State Capitol grounds Saturday. So, let's give them the facts, Dom. What did the neo-Nazi group do during the march? Well, they marched up Madison's iconic pedestrian thoroughfare, State Street. That's right there, Dom. That connects the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus with the Capitol Square. Now, they were on the Madison campus briefly, but mostly they marched up and they spent the time on the Capitol Square for like a half an hour. And then they went to a park and then they got an SUV and some U-Hauls and they left town, Dom. There is some suspicion being allayed here that these were out-of-towners, but let's read more. As mentioned, they stopped outside the State House near the building's south entrance about noon Saturday, where they remained for about 30 minutes before marching towards a nearby Madison Park. Group members chanted, "Israel is not our friend," threatened, "There will be blood," and shouted racial slurs at bystanders while marching. How pleasant, Dom.
Sounds like a fun group. What is the Blood Tribe group? Demonstrators at Saturday's march were part of the Blood Tribe, a right-wing neo-Nazi group with hardline white supremacist views. The Blood Tribe became a membership organization in 2021, claims to have chapters across the United States and Canada, according to the Anti-Defamation League. The group openly directs its vitriol at Jews, non-whites, and the LGBTQ plus community. The group led demonstrations nationwide in 2013, including the hateful protest at a July Pride in the Park event in Watertown, It's also Wisconsin. Neo-Nazis brandished rifles, displayed swastikas, and hurled homophobic slurs and threats at LGBTQ plus people during the event. Ah, and they're just marching up and down State Street. Nazis in the street.
Dom, it is questioned here. Are they connected to Antifa? The answer, no. There is no evidence to support claims the neo-Nazi group was associated with left-wing anti-fascist group Antifa. You see, they're ideologically opposed in a certain way.
Let's be clear for some out there that aren't really clear with it all. See, Nazis are fascists. See, Antifa is short for anti-fascist. You know, like my grandparents when they fought in World War II. Anti-fascist is long for Antifa. See, you get that? So generally, those groups would, you know, be like matter and antimatter. They don't quite mix.
Dominic, according to the reporting here, this is a common falsehood used to divert blame at events led by white supremacists and right-wing extremists, including January 6, 2021's insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Oh, that was the Antifa, too. Additionally, Dom, there is no available evidence the group consisted of federal agents or the feds, as some users claimed on social media. Probably not the feds. So who was it, Dom?
If you listen to, and perhaps we'll get to this later, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene or Senator Mike Lee, you know, the feds were in charge. They're the ones that, you know, instigated January 6th. But anyway, that is a common theme among those who just can't possibly believe that, you know, it would have been Trump supporters that did that. Who led Saturday's demonstration, Crudy? Well, his name, Christopher Polhaus, nicknamed Hammer, is the Blood Tribe's leader and a former U.S. Marine. He was one of two unmasked figures of Saturday's neo-Nazi march. Polhaus, originally from Texas, founded the group in 2021, according to ADL. He was present at other Blood Tribe neo-Nazi events in 2023, again, also in Watertown. In 2022, Polhaus purchased 10 acres of land in Maine to construct a white supremacist encampment. The Banger Daily News reported Polhaus sold the land in October due to public pressure, but Polhaus said he owned larger plots elsewhere in the state. Were there demonstrators from Madison, Crudy? It's impossible to say for sure, but available evidence suggests the group came from outside the city. Pictures posted to Twitter showed the group leaving in a U-Haul and an SUV after the rally near a park on Madison's east side. The SUV had a Kentucky license plate.
Now, as Nate pointed out to me in our preparation for the show, U-Hauls often have out-of-state license plates.
Right.
But this group has, been to Watertown before?
Yeah.
So whether or not they're from Madison proper or whether they're from the state of Wisconsin, I would guess there's probably some Wisconsinites in that group. Why didn't the police stop the neo-Nazis, Dom? Well, the neo-Nazi group demonstrated lawfully, according to the Madison Police Department. Whether you believe that's what this group is doing or not, it's First Amendment rights, said Stephanie Fryer, Madison Police spokeswoman. Fryer said Madison police officer on bikes were dispatched to determine the group's purpose for marching. The department condemned the neo-Nazi group's hateful rhetoric in a Facebook post Saturday. Dom, did they stop in front of a synagogue?
Well, they certainly did. Crudy, videos posted to social media showed the neo-Nazi group stopped in front of a local synagogue, Gates of Heaven. It is the fourth oldest surviving synagogue building in the United States, currently owned by the city of Madison, fallen out of use as an active synagogue, according to the city's website and a Jewish Federation Madison webpage. But Crudy, you told me these blood types,
Blood Tribes.
Blood Drive, but they're very specific religious beliefs?
Yes, they do, Dom. Apparently, and we looked them up, they do not believe in interracial dating or mingling of the races, as you might suspect, and they're big believers in the Norse and Germanic gods.
Go Thor,
indeed. And they're coming to Milwaukee for the RNC. Dom,
I can't wait. I told you, man.
They've been here the whole time.
I hate all the nuts.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Some of the hostages being held by Hamas may be released soon. Details from the BBC's Fiona MacDonald.
The leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, says his group is close to reaching a truce with Israel in Gaza. A statement says Hamas had sent its response to Qatar. The country has been mediating talks over the possible release of hostages.
A three-judge panel of federal judges has ruled 2-1 to limit who can sue under the Voting Rights Act. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The issue here is who gets to bring a Section 2 violation of the Voting Rights Act. The Justice Department representing the federal government, or private individuals and groups like the NAACP and ACLU.
In Custer County, Colorado, southwest of Colorado Springs, CBS News affiliate KKTV reports the sheriff has confirmed three people have died in a shooting. Police are looking for the shooter, who they say was at one time involved in a property dispute with one of the victims. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The athletic director at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville has died. The university did not provide details Monday, only that Christina Navarro Krupka was pregnant and her death was unexpected. Navarro Krupka grew up in Madison and was in her fourth year as director of athletics and assistant chancellor at Platteville. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
If you were simply to take the islands and put them in the districts that surround them, it would eliminate the contiguity problem and you wouldn't have any population problems in the existing map.
Berg was on Upfront on WISN-TV. The map's challengers will argue that the way the maps were drawn was unconstitutional. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Almaz Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight, with isolated rain showers likely. Lows around 36, easterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow, 39. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,